Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. It's episode 15 of the Time Out podcast. Fellas, how are we?
Doing better than Harrison.
Yeah, I'm recovering from being sick.
Yeah, Harrison looks like death. Last week we took a break and you heard our bonus episode, which was pretty interesting.
Yeah, I liked it.
I'm going to be honest, I couldn't even remember what we talked about.
Club nightclubs.
I just like labeled it. I'm like, oh yeah, we talked about nightclubs. Title, Rating Adelaide Nightclub.
Which is what we did, because I think that's what we were going to title it anyway. But no, Harrison has gastro and the flu separately, and they're battling to the death inside of his body.
I vomited up water for 2 days.
Just pure water.
It was great.
Didn't you say you vomited up Gatorade?
Gatorade as well.
Where the fuck did you get Gatorade from?
What flavor?
Orange.
Oh, fuck you.
Did it taste the same, like, coming out as
it was a lot worse.
What? Damn.
I mean, once it mixes with stomach bile, it's not usually optimal.
Yeah, I was just like, oh yeah, I'm going to need to keep my fluids up, so I drink some Gatorade, and literally 30 seconds later, it comes up. I'm in the toilet.
You ever just, like, want to eat Skittles, like a bunch of Skittles, and see when you vomit, like, to a point where you
which
vomit.
Which colour comes out?
Yeah, which colour comes out?
I've never had that urge, Jake. I don't know.
Maybe it's just me.
Kind of suspicious.
But yeah, it's been a couple of weeks since we've been together.
Yeah, two weeks.
What's everyone been up to?
I've been working. Harrison's been sick. Pretty much it.
I've been smashing TV. That's about it. Did you know Nine Rush replays the same things
that like
three times a day?
Oh, dude, I had that revelation, I think, when I was sick in like year 7 or something and I was watching Foxtel and like they repeat.
Yeah.
Like I think Nickelodeon would repeat 4 or 5 times a day and you get pissed off about it because you're like, what the hell else am I supposed to do?
Yeah.
Or you have like, I know like, because we have Foxtel here, but like, I fucking hate TV.
Foxtel's hasn't been worth it in a long time.
It's like you have your standard channels and then you have to pay for HD channels and then you have like the 2 hour, like it's like +2 channel. So it's like Fox 8 +2, which is just 2 hours delay. And it just plays the same shit. It's like
I love that normal TV is obviously struggling with the whole streaming thing. So they've made like how many versions of Channel 7 have we got now? 7.1, 7HD, 7.2, 7.8. There's one more that I can't remember the name of. It's fucking insane.
I remember when they first came out with like, it was 7.2 or 7.1.
7.8 was first, I reckon. And that was all right because they literally just played like Bogan stuff, which is fine.
They played that in like American TV shows, like
cartoons.
Kind of thing. Yeah, so it was
big
like
fan.
Decent. So you had like I don't mind it if it's gonna produce good content, just not fucking the same shit.
I don't know where the future of that stuff's gonna go. I just got a feeling that someone's gonna bundle streaming services and we're just gonna end up with Foxtel 2.
No, but like
Electric Boogaloo.
Yeah,
I knew that was gonna happen. As soon as I saw like the concept of Netflix, I'm like, watch this. Eventually, I said it to all my friends. I said, watch this. Eventually, everyone's going to come out and there'll be no such thing as movies. You have to buy X streaming service or Y streaming service to watch fucking 2 different movies.
Yeah.
They'll just beam it into your brain.
Or it's like there's 2 things are going to collaborate, like Netflix and Stan are going to collaborate. They'll release part 1 on Netflix and part 2 on Stan and fuck
I still
everyone.
Don't know how we haven't got Netflix yet.
Netflix?
Netflix.
What's that?
Porn. Yeah.
Oh,
that'd be great.
I've never heard of it.
I've got...
It's not a thing. That's what I'm saying. The name's right there. Like, why?
If you're listening to this podcast, Time Out legally own that name, so do not
take
our
idea. To the suspicious, psychologically based Jewish company that owns Pornhub. Please.
I've got 8 streaming services on my phone. I used to have 9.
Fuck. That's...
What do you have? Like,
what's the monthly bill on that?
100 and something.
Yeah,
fucking
fuck.
Hell.
So I got.
And we
SBS.
Still said we were gonna split KO.
Yeah,
fucking watch UFC.
I'm sucking my mate's KO from him right now.
Leech.
Yeah, I got SBS on demand.
Why
Netflix.
The fuck do you have SBS on demand?
To be fair, that one's free.
It's free.
Oh,
like,
okay.
It's fucking
literally
sick.
So we can watch Letterkenny and Shawzy. Shout out to the Canadians.
Also the Orville. That's pretty good. That little Seth MacFarlane like Star
heard
Trek
it's good.
Show.
Yeah.
Prime Video.
Yeah, I can see you having that.
ABC iView. Also free.
Also
though.
Free. Yeah.
I was about to say, okay. Why the fuck?
Disney Plus.
Not free.
Not free. Apple TV.
Apple TV show.
I've never had Apple TV.
I watched I like a couple of shows on it. But then now I watched Ted Lasso, but now everyone keeps insulting people that find Ted Lasso funny. So I'm like,
who the fuck is Ted Lasso?
Exactly. It's
no, like legitimately.
Oh, it's a show.
Oh.
About British football.
Stand-up person that I never
British
heard of.
Football. Yeah.
You mean soccer?
Yeah, soccer.
Soccer.
Soccer. And then Binge, which pretty good.
Binge was goated when it came out because it had Game of Thrones and Breaking Bad. And that's all you need.
And then they ran out of money and lost them all.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know how the hell that shit works. Like, I got so mad. I think there were a few streaming services out, but I originally only had Netflix, like most people probably. Yeah, and then, like, they took half the shows off. And I'm like, how hard can it be to just renew the rights?
Netflix is getting progressively worse.
And it's going up in price?
Yeah.
Yeah, and I've heard they're purposely just getting rid of shows purely so they can have Friends on there. But I don't know if that's true.
Friends is a
Friends
big
is
draw card.
Very, like,
we're doing popular white guy opinions. Friends is bad.
Friends is not good.
We'll come back to that topic. We definitely don't have a list of unpopular opinions.
What is Paramount Plus?
What's on Paramount Plus?
Nothing.
Then why do you have it?
For it?
Yeah, no, I'm gonna have to stop. I was watching the Halo show and then I just stopped. I'm like,
apparently every nerd that I know says it's bad, so I'm not gonna watch it.
Apparently, the new Obi-Wan series on is Disney
shit.
Plus is decent.
Allegedly, I've heard bad things.
No, I've only heard good things, except for the one episode.
I don't know.
Episode 4, I think. It's like a...
Does Darth Vader die?
No.
Damn.
It's just a jailbreak episode and it's like so generic and boring. I'm like, yep, yeah, sick.
It's like jailbreak.
I feel like that's what 7, 8 and 9 Star Wars was.
What?
Just generic and boring.
Don't ever put Obi-Wan Kenobi in that league, bro. Like, I'll fuck you up.
No, the fucking 7, 8 and 9 were just generic, boring fucking movies.
No, they were trash. It's not boring movies. They were trash.
Yeah.
The only one that... To be fair, it's like, it started off all right. I don't mind 8. The Last Jedi,
Finn's
I don't mind.
Story could have been good. Like, the whole being a stormtrooper thing and then breaking through. That's okay.
I watched
the rest of it.
Decent. Yeah, while I was sick, I watched an hour-long video about why The Rise of Skywalker was bad.
Oh, fuck.
And I'm just
you
like,
just couldn't figure it out from watching the movie?
No, this guy had actually good points. Like, all the, like, they retconned all the decisions that, like, Ryan Johnson made. And all this other stuff, like they had plans for it. And
they made a trilogy inside a fucking trilogy, and they decided to get rid of some of the trilogy during the trilogy. Yeah.
Basically, they retconned everything they did that was like unique, and because people were like, "Oh, I don't like
it.
I
don't like this." That's right. Listen to the Dungeon Virgin that likes Star Wars.
Because I think it was like 20 minutes talking about Luke's lightsaber. You know how that like that gets broken apart, and then it's like. Like first scene next episode, like next movie is like it's fixed. Like no, that's the whole point about breaking it apart.
I love video essays on YouTube. It's my shit. I'll be like, I'm not that nerdy anymore. All I do is work and go to the gym. And then like I'm like, what did I do on Sunday? Oh, I watched a 9-hour video about The Elder Scrolls 3.
Yeah,
that's what we did.
It's fucking hilarious.
Like, Jake's like, don't have time for that. I got three jobs.
I don't have time. I just like have the attention span of like a fucking monkey at this point.
Delete TikTok.
Yeah. Also, another thing, these are like, he's like rewritten the like sequel trilogy. He's like, I'm gonna have the trio actually meet and talk, not before the last movie. Because if you watch, they don't all meet up until the last movie. It's like, what's the point?
It's just, that's like the, let's drop them in for a cameo. Yeah. And then that's it. Let's put Princess Leia in and then she teleports through space and dies.
Yeah.
Or dies and then teleports through space.
I just loved all the memes from it.
Like, didn't Jake has no idea what we're talking about.
Didn't she die and then like they hologrammed her or some shit?
They
DGI'd her.
Apparently
sorry.
She loved
process powered her in way into it, just rendered her into it.
I mean, it's pretty cool that technology's like that.
It's not good.
I wouldn't say like that fucking Michael Jackson and Tupac holograms that they had at the Grammys or whatever the fuck it was. They were bad.
I don't know.
Yeah, but
when I die, can we hologram me into my funeral?
That'd be sick. You're just like, ha, I'm just walking. Suck shit, bro.
Bro, imagine dying.
There was like it was like going viral over the internet a couple months ago. It was like some kid or some guy died, and you know how you have like I wouldn't say memorial, but like a viewing or something like that.
Yeah, the viewing.
Yeah. They had turned it into a party, and his body's just in a club on stage, dead.
Can you weaken the Bernie's me?
Yeah, he's just like sending.
Can we puppet myself?
You know, it's an actual business in Brazil.
That's fucked up.
It's people actually do it. They put people in what they enjoy when
they take photos. Yeah, and then have that at the funeral, don't they?
Yeah, so they like...
See, that's less creepy than Weekend of Bernie's-ing someone into a funeral and making it a party. But the party thing's fun. I want that to be my funeral.
Like the six African guys that like hold you on the shoulders and dance.
Yeah, why not?
That'd be pretty sick.
That'll make everyone at the funeral think I was really cool.
Can you imagine just like you just laying there like you feel really sick and then these guys just walk into your hospital room, you're like, oh fuck.
Oh yeah. Those memes were good.
I kind of like there was like a period of time where the memes had a time limit. So it was like a month and every month there was a new meme. And now I just like I've lost track of my like too old now and there's no memes.
Talking to enough people and hearing enough people talk about it, I do think that COVID's had a really weird effect on people's like not short-term memory, but like 2-3 year span. Because like to me mentally, 2020 was so fucked that like I feel like I've blocked out 2021 and now I've just skipped a year and now I'm just here.
To be fair, 2022 is not that great either.
Better than 2020.
Yeah, that's fair.
If I want to go to town and put my tongue in people's mouths, I can now. I mean, well, I can't, but other people can.
You might catch something even worse than fucking else, COVID. But
at least it's not COVID.
Yeah.
Yeah. It is what it is.
What's that? Gingivitis? No, that's gingivitis.
Glandular fever.
Glandular fever.
Kissing disease. We mentioned it 2 weeks ago because everyone, one of our friends who went to schoolies.
Yeah.
Got it.
Oh, yeah. I remember you mentioning that. I don't think I've ever had it. What is it? Like a... Like
you just get super sick, get a really bad fever, get really sore throat. Then I think in like 4 or 5 days it goes away.
Yeah.
It's not actually like that bad, but...
But it's funny because it doesn't exist now because there's only COVID. It's
like well, we laughed about that on the way here because Harrison can't go to the doctor because he has cold symptoms.
Yeah, I don't fucking get that. I'm like, I felt sick. They're like, oh, get a COVID test before you come in. All right, I got a COVID test negative. All right, don't come in. You're sick. I'm like, you're a fucking doctor. You're meant to check me out.
Oh, bro, you got symptoms? You're on your own.
Yeah.
Just deal with it.
Imagine paying fucking like $80 to see a doctor. It's like, oh, yeah, you're sick. Or you got cold and flu symptoms. Can't see you. Please pay your... It's like,
Many $1,000 a year in private health. And the doctor's just like, go fuck yourself.
It's funny because my friend's like... He went to the dentist and you still have to wear a mask. And he just like walked in with no mask. Like, do you have a mask? And he's like, oh, I have an exemption. No questions asked.
They just let you go. Yeah. Right.
No, I don't think anyone cares.
It's an interesting one.
My favorite thing though, private health. Have you seen that there's less separation between the public system and private health system now?
Yeah.
It's like private health gets you a newspaper.
I have no private health right now. Not going to lie, but...
I do, but I couldn't tell you what it is.
Did you be on your parents' plan?
No, I just have it for myself.
Okay, interesting.
Yeah, he bought it for himself for operations.
Yeah, and I just never fucking did it.
Really?
Yeah, it's been 3 years.
Probably would have saved you like a couple of $10,000.
Yeah, it would have saved me a lot of money.
But, you know.
Are you happier that you didn't do it?
No. I'm still paying for fucking private health and I haven't done it. I just don't have time. Like, if I have to like block out 6 weeks at a time, 6 to 8 weeks at a time minimum.
Yeah.
It's like, that's a whole long time. Especially someone who's like trying to make a career for themselves. It's very difficult.
Mr. Entrepreneur.
Imagine owning your own business. Cringe. Despite the fact that I want every fiber of my being to do that instead of working a normal job.
Just do it. Or like let's go part-time. It's always good. Like go part-time and do your dreams.
Next year I'm going part-time, I think. Or like casual, let's call it.
2022, just grind out. You got to stick with it, get the bread, and then 2023 is Josh's year.
It's my year, bitch.
We're having a powerlifting gym. We got somewhere we can go.
Yeah, I'm not opening a gym, bro, until I'm making bank because that shit's expensive.
Gym's hard to... I suppose they're gyms would be.
Fucked. Like, again, the guy who went to my gym opened a bunch of big gyms in Canada, and he's like, you know, a good life... Because they have good life over there as well. So it'd be the same as here. But like even talking to him about Derriment and how every Derriment location needs like minimum like 500 to 750 members to be financially viable.
Fucking hell.
And there's no way 500 people go.
Have you been to Derriment lately? It looks like there's 500 people in one fucking hour that's there.
Fuck. That's brutal.
I gotta join a new gym.
Do it, coward.
Oh, it's like not as easy as what I thought it was going to be. It's like, Dermot's is just good on price. And it's like, it's got everything. Dermot's
is cheap. My gym's 20 a week.
Yeah, I mean, like, I suppose that's not too bad for someone who competes and things like that. Like, you compete in competitions and stuff. But yeah. All right.
Let's do unpopular opinions.
We've been talking about this for a little while, but we're going to discuss some unpopular opinions. Harrison was the first to jump on this.
Yeah. Stranger Things is not a good TV show.
I
have time I see it on fucking
kind of agree.
Facebook. I do not give a fuck about this bold
little I couldn't
cunt.
Get through season one. Apparently, season two is better, but I couldn't get through
I
season
got
one.
Through most of it and turned it off because I'm like, I can't.
How are they nostalgia baiting people who weren't even alive in the 80s?
I know.
Ridiculous.
I haven't seen it. I've only seen like the memes and like the things on Facebook, but like other than that, I'm like no interest in watching it.
I just don't understand the hype.
What is it? Like, I know it's 80s, just four kids.
Yeah, it's just 80s. It's like, oh my god, they had it back here.
I describe it as somewhere between a high school movie and Ghostbusters.
High school it's like Goonies. Ghostbusters.
And Goonies. But I like Goonies. Goonies is A+.
I haven't seen either of those.
It's like meant to be just like 80s nostalgia movies all jammed into one TV show, basically.
Speaking of 80s movies, I want to watch E.T. again.
That's probably another.
I like Goonies better.
They literally took a fucking scene from that and put it in Stranger Things. Like, oh, for fuck's sakes.
Harrison's like, back in my day in the late 90s.
Yeah.
Man, I miss the 90s. Oh, good times.
You weren't even alive. Shut the fuck up. Are you 22?
Yeah.
I
was born 99.
It's like me saying I missed the 90s. I was fucking 4 years old when it turned.
Oh, yeah, bro. When I turned three, like just before the turn of the century, bro.
Shit was whack, bro.
Bussing.
I fucking hate people like that, though. It's like, I missed the 90s. I'm like, cunt. What are you, 27? It's like you barely were in it.
I miss 90s music. No one sounds like that anymore. It's like, you know that music still exists.
Yeah.
We have access.
You know what I fucking hate? Old people are like, oh, this isn't music. This is real music. And then they proceed to play like the fucking most boring fucking shit. Yeah, like shut the fuck up.
I've come around on AC/DC. I kind of think they're chads now. Imagine dropping the same album 22 times in a row and not caring.
Yeah.
That's actually
kind of people actually still listen to it.
Yeah.
I swear they're coming on tour like mid this year.
They're like in their late 60s.
No, they're like 70. Like, I'm pretty sure late 70s because they were old when they first started.
Well, it's the
they're
same
fucking
as like
old now.
me listening to Slipknot, and it's like they started when they were like 32 or something, most of them. So, shout out to the boomers.
No, but I just don't like boomers. Like, oh, this is real music. Like, no, just the times change. Shut the fuck up.
Jake's like, this is real music. Play 6ix9ine.
Just like this
is a classic.
Just this techno screaming.
Josh, what's your unpopular opinion?
My unpopular opinion is that I hate white people food. So I think mayonnaise is disgusting. Harrison loves it.
I fucking love it.
I understand.
I've on my chips.
Like, let's egg sit in this jar for a while, bro. It'll be fine.
Then we'll just mush it up.
Yeah. Is aioli...
Aioli, from what I understand, is eggs.
Not quite mayonnaise, but it's mayonnaise.
Yeah, I think it's just the whites or something.
All right,
yeah.
So I had a little bit... I remember saying I fucking hate mayo. I had a little bit of aioli the other day and was, like, below average, but it was better than nothing.
Interesting.
I think aioli started me on the mayonnaise.
Aioli's better than mayonnaise.
Because, like, when we went to... Billy's Cafe that one time.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
And I just had it. I'm like, oh, yeah, aioli daddy. And that became my
that's it.
Well, mac and cheese, shit.
I hate mac and cheese.
I fucking love mac and cheese.
But like, I just can't fathom getting powder and turning it into cheese. It's disgusting.
When you put it like that, it's pretty funny.
Yeah, it's fucking gross.
It's so fucked because I used to smash that when we used to go to our mate's house.
Yeah.
And his mum would stock up. You know,
she had like 8 or 9 boxes of that shit, and that's ridiculous.
She used to stock it up like the 5-packs, the multi-pack 5-packs. So you got your bacon carbonara one, you got your chicken one, you got this.
The chicken one smelled nice, to be honest.
No, what about mashed potatoes? Mashed potatoes are pretty fucking lit.
I don't like them, but that's because I don't do milk.
Josh is the pickiest cunt ever. My mum has to go out of her way. Like, we invite Josh's family over for a roast dinner. She has to go out of her way to cook him chicken
tenders. Hey, it's better now. I ate lamb last time.
Chicken nuggets.
Nah, it used to be like that. It used to be like that.
He used to eat chicken nuggets and chips every day.
I did till I was like 15. That's all I ate. And I'm not dead, so that's weird. Maybe doctors are lying to us. Like, why do we need fruit and vegetables?
Well, see, I was fat, but I ate a lot of things as a kid. I was just fat because I ate everything.
I ate too many things.
Yeah, I just couldn't stop. Like, if you handed me, like, cake and lollies, I wouldn't pick one or the other. I'd eat both.
Yeah, that's understandable. I don't know. I hate mayonnaise. Mac and cheese, I'm only really shitting on like Kraft. Because I think I was at a restaurant in somewhere in America and I had like a three cheese mac and cheese and that was lovely.
Yeah, what's with Americans putting fucking mac and cheese with everything? Just like
I think it was like the Hard Rock Cafe or something. It was a three cheese mac and cheese and the reason I think homemade mac and cheese is better than Kraft is because it has like that layer of crunchy stuff on top.
Also the real cheese.
And real cheese.
Come.
It's homemade.
I mean, I don't know what your parents put in your mac and cheese.
I don't fucking eat mac and cheese. It tastes like shit.
But how do you know there's cum in it?
Jake's got an ethnic family. There's no way he's eating mac and cheese.
It's like cheese on top of cheese. But then again,
tastes like dead.
I think cheese tastes like fucking shit. I fucking hate cheese.
I don't like cheese. Harrison again would die on that hill.
I fucking love cheese.
I swear I've said this before.
It's
I've
just
seen
a calorie dense food.
Eat a fucking block of cheese like that. It's fucking disgusting.
I fucking love coagulated cheese. Fat. To be fair, cheese. I feel like I like cheese more than mayonnaise. So,
what about mash? I still don't get how you don't like. It's just potato. It's like
mash is good, but I don't like it.
Okay,
does that make sense?
That's fair. It's
also because I can't do milk, so I can't eat mash.
Also, sweet potato mash
better.
Is bullshit.
I like it.
I can't say I've ever tried it.
It's
I
nice.
Want to try it though.
But like, I'm just like, I can't do it. I can't do it.
I feel like. Sweet potato fries, just in general.
Love sweet potato fries.
I used to love them, but now I'm just like.
You really? Have to go to a restaurant to get them because if you do them yourself, it turns out awful. And it's like if you go to a restaurant and they put like that much salt and all this shit on it, it's like you might as well just get normal fries at that point.
I mean, this restaurant chain still exists, but not in the same way. I miss Fancy Burgers sweet potato fries. They were thick. Like they didn't even really cut that shit off. It was like half a sweet potato per fry, but it's fucking. Dope.
Wait, which one's Fancy Burgers?
It was next to where Mary's Poppins is in the city.
All right, let's go.
It was there. And now there's just one on South Road. Yeah. But
wait, no, what about...
They like one in Black Forest, one here.
Well, yeah, Blackwood, yeah.
Barry's Burgers at Semaphore. I think that shit's overrated as fuck.
I don't think I've ever ordered
I used to
there.
Fucking love it.
I know that.
The one across the street's better. Burger Lord.
I haven't been to Burger Lord yet.
I think it's literally, and sorry, bro, if you hear this, I think it's literally the same guy who ran Burger Foundry.
Oh, because
I've seen him before, and he owns that one now.
There's too many shit burger places in Adelaide.
Because it was a massive thing to like just have burgers.
Yeah, I remember that.
Me and my partner went to Beefcakes and Shakes.
Overrated.
Trash.
Nah.
Over fucking
rated. Nah, that was the best chicken burger I've ever had.
Beefcakes and Shakes.
Over fucking rated.
Hey, where's Beefcakes and Shakes?
Grange Road.
They're good.
Oh, yeah. I know the one.
It took them 45 minutes to make it.
Yeah.
But it, like, he homemade that shit in front of us. Fantastic.
See, the way I look at it is, like, I don't mind paying for a burger, but I want a good quality burger. The way I look at it is, like,
probably paid about $16 for it.
Yeah. I don't mind paying $16 for a burger, but I want a decent burger. I don't want, like, some shit, like, tasting burger. I'm like, I think they're very overrated.
I think Burger Tech's probably still better.
Wait, is Burger Tech the one down the road that. Is fucking awful.
Yeah. I love Burger Tech.
The one, it's like a bunch of restaurants in a
it's next to Kidman Park Pizza House or something. Yeah,
That pizza slaps. I do rate that.
But you
pizza
don't like Burger Tech.
No,
the
Burger
fuck
Tech
is wrong with you.
Burger Tech tastes like fucking ass. It's the worst burger I've ever had.
I love it.
Maybe I'm not picky with my burgers, but
I'd rather go
picky
to
with everything else. But
yeah, just
burgers.
Not burgers.
I'd rather go to a restaurant and order a burger by a chef who doesn't know what he's doing than go to Burger Tech.
What's wrong with you, Jake?
I'm just gonna like tag all these.
You know,
brands.
I had a burger
every
that had a taco
that lives
in
the western suburbs. It's just like, where the fuck does this cunt live? I'm gonna fuck
you
know,
back.
Bro, they taste like shit. All right,
they're listen. So... I had a burger, lettuce, corn chips, guac, fried chicken, and a beef taco.
See,
in my burger.
It sounds cool. Like it sounds.
That's
like
crazy. Was it a pulled pork taco? I don't know. It was really spicy, but it was good.
I remember I went to a restaurant once and got a burger and it was like a pulled pork burger and it opened it up, looked like baby vomit. It just didn't even look like pork at that point.
Pulled pork doesn't look nice, but it is nice.
Yeah. Oh. Pulled pork toasty from
First things first. We need them as a sponsor at this point. I name drop them every episode.
Can we just go to them and be like, hey, so we run this podcast and we want you to sponsor us. How much money you want? No, we just want these pulled pork.
Just a couple of coffees a day.
Can you just like give us a coffee and the pulled pork toasty before each episode, please?
Yeah, I'd go for that.
Can't believe it took that long for that business model to pop up because Macca's did it and they did it pretty badly.
Wait, the, what business
model? Like the drive-through coffee. There's not that many places that do it.
Well, isn't Macca's coffee like...
It's okay.
You like, even if you're desperate, you wouldn't get it. I mean, I don't drink coffee.
It's not like... I'm someone who's relatively picky with coffee. It's not that bad.
I mean, you're in a state that's like... Because is it the whole of Australia is pretty like good coffee love, or is it just SA?
No, it's everywhere. So like... I mean, Harrison's probably met more Americans in the last few years than I have.
Oh, we have a special guest entering.
Oh.
Oh, yes. I forgot we have wood oven pizza.
Fuck.
What is going on?
We have, yeah.
Shout out to Jake's dad.
We have a special guest entering with some pizza.
Just a whole ham and cheese.
Fuck a whole ham and cheese, yep.
Good thing I didn't eat breakfast.
My lord, thank you.
Thanks. Would you like a piece of pizza?
No, I'm okay, Jake.
Harrison's just like, I don't know, takes a lolly out of his mouth. All right, let's go.
Takes Croatian candy out of his mouth.
Ooh, what do you think the best pizza topping is?
Jalapeno.
Are you talking
jalapeno
just,
pepperoni?
Are we talking just the topping or like the best pizza?
Okay, go best pizza.
There used to be something called The Farm at Big Shed. Or the farmyard. The farm. So they had... beef, chicken, lamb. They had every single meat you can and just shoved it onto a pizza.
Literal meat thing? Sweats.
Nah. They had like a brisket in the middle as well.
We should see if they can sponsor us and just make that pizza for us. We'll call it the timeout pizza.
I call it the meat sweats.
I know one of the chefs that work there. I'll just be like, yeah. He sometimes gives me free chicken nuggets when I go in there.
A champion.
Don't call him out. You're going to get him in trouble.
Nah.
Keep it a secret.
Oh, fuck, which pizza
to be fair, we were supposed to be trying a bunch of their beer, but I just didn't want to do that at 8:30 in the morning.
Amateur.
Yeah. On a Saturday.
I've got a game later as well.
Yeah, I got to train, dude.
I have to go to a dog's birthday party.
That's cute.
Yeah, that's the type of level I'm reaching.
Are you photographing that?
No, no, it's a friend's. I'm in their wedding, so like, I felt morally inclined to go.
Is that your cousin's?
No. It's a mate of ours, or a mate of mine. Used to work with us.
Chill invite, Jake.
I'm just like whispering to Harrison who it is.
Yeah, it's fine.
Has a skyline. Has multiple skylines.
Oh, yeah.
I don't like this person.
Yeah. He's got worse hairline than I do, but I don't mind him.
He's an all right bloke. He's just gone bald.
What else is fucking shit white?
I thought his fiance was 15 years older than him.
Shit.
No.
Respect.
I think they're the same age.
Yeah, they're the same age.
I don't know.
What's the opposite of a...
I don't mind. I haven't talked to him ages. So
we used to have like good. We used to like always catch up. That were the good old days.
Mm.
Back in my day, we all caught up and it was fun.
Back in my day,
but now
there's the kid who was born in 1999.
Unpopular opinion.
Unpopular opinion.
Can't say that.
Back in my day,
and
I don't think that's unpopular.
It's like 30. No, under 30. Why?
That's I agree.
Yeah. I was like, so I was fucking around at a club the other day, like where I was working. And some girl came up to me and was like, oh, can I come in? I was like, all right, fuck, I'm going to meme this. All right, I need to see your ID, like pretending I'm security. Shows me her ID. It's like 2002 or 2003. And I had to like do the maths in my head. I'm like, is this girl even old
18.
Enough to be? I'm like, fuck, she is. Mm. No, I have a great story. So it was my mum's birthday. So I went out and like I was getting presents. So I was like, I'll get a bottle of wine too. So I'm walking through this shopping center. These two girls come up to me really loud. Like, are you 18? I'm like, I'm not. I instantly knew because I were walking from the alcohol place. I'm like, I'm not buying you alcohol, you fucking idiots. And just walked off. And then I was watching them and they've proceeded to go and ask every like person in their direction if like they can buy them alcohol. And everyone's just told them to get fucked.
Jesus Christ.
Fucking kids.
Don't they have like a friend or a cousin or
yeah, that's like back
sibling?
In back in my day, you had Harrison buying you drinks. Oh no, you didn't. You had other people.
I didn't do shit.
I remember I asked
by
Harrison.
By law, I did not do anything.
I remember I asked Harrison. He said no.
He's like, nah, sorry.
And then Harrison like had me over once and planned to get me drunk.
Oh yeah, I remember.
For starters.
Yeah, for starters. As he licks his lips.
Sorry, Croatian candy be tasting like coffee. This pizza's fucking dope.
Yeah, it's like straight out the wood oven out there.
You know, it's not overrated. Jake's family's pizza.
No.
It's pretty decent pizza, I will admit. I want to put like a big like roast in there. That'd be cool.
Interesting.
I was going to say another unpopular opinion, but I forgot.
Toys do belong in the bedroom. I'm just looking up the list of
how is that unpopular? 2022.
Oh, so. I mean, you want to bring your Hot Wheels car?
Heck, the boys.
Yeah, we're talking about Hot Wheels here.
Bring the Hot Wheels car into bed.
Yo, what was those little
something deck?
Tech deck.
Tech deck. That's it. Yeah.
You know what makes a girl come faster than this dick? My tech deck.
My tech deck.
Flips over her. But there's a very unpopular opinion that, I'd say it's a popular opinion.
Yeah.
But it's also unpopular. Bigger is not always better.
I don't know. I feel like I'm tall enough.
Coming from a man with a small penis, that is correct.
I was about to say the same thing. But no, I just
very easy. It doesn't flop between your legs when you run. You're fine. Like
It's not what you
It's have, aerodynamic.
It's how you use it.
Let's get in that position.
It's like back. Ash Ketchum was the worst Pokemon trainer, but like if he knew how to use his Pokemon, he'd win every fucking match.
He's actually got a point there. Ash was a fucking terrible
Pokemon I don't know. I've been rewatching the Pokemon series. I don't know why Ash is a character. He's fucking useless. Like, in terms of becoming
Relatable goofball.
In terms of becoming a Pokemon master, he's fucking awful at it.
Just luck.
Just like,
yeah, he's not great.
Yeah.
It's goodbye, Power Pikachu. Yeah.
We got very off topic there. But now, what else has been going on this week? I was reading up Kim K and what's his name? Pete Davidson.
Mm.
Skeet. They're in Australia. I think they're in Cairns, I've heard.
Did you hear about them taking away all the phones?
Is that a thing?
They took away all the phones of the employees so they wouldn't get photographed.
I would have just told them.
That's understandable.
But, like, I would have told them to get fucked. Like, don't eat here. It's like, I don't give a fuck what you do.
They had a different hotel.
Yeah. Well, it's like, I know when most celebrities come, they, like, rent out the whole room. Like, for example, they always go to the Intercontinental.
And rent out the whole floor.
They rent out the whole fucking floor and, like, basically the top. And they have to, like, no one's allowed to press the button up to the top. And even if someone gets to the top, there's, like, fucking massive security guards there.
Depending on how famous you are, I mean, we can shit on more celebrities. No one hates celebrities more than me.
Who do you hate the most?
Oh, I mean, I'm kind of sick of hearing about Johnny Depp and Amber Heard.
I fucking love it. All the conspiracy theory.
Her getting on that TV show and saying all that crazy shit's pretty funny. Did you see that?
Nah.
She got on like a morning show by the look of it and talked to someone. She's like, I'm still in love with him. And then she's like talking about how like the man who won the trials, the man who convinced the whole world that he had scissors for hands.
No, no, I'm like,
it's a movie. Anyone? Do you think anyone watched Edward Scissorhands and was like, this shit's real?
I've never seen that movie. Is it good?
Or
is
it just banger. Awful? Great movie.
It's a whack. I couldn't get through as a kid.
Depends if you like Tim Burton.
Bring it back, and let's bring back Morbius for a third time.
Morbius Scissorhands. It's Morbius in the universe of madness.
It's Morbin time, boys.
It's Morbin time. I don't even know. I know nothing about Morbius other than he's a vampire.
But I don't know anything about that movie.
Mm.
So why'd you bring it?
Maybe we should see it. So, should we do a review? Should we go see it?
Just like watch it. We'll like have a live review on the TV. It can be like a paid episode.
Yeah.
Like everyone pays.
Someone
like,
torrent us.
Everyone pays a dollar and they can listen to us review Morbius as we watch
That's
it.
That's Patreon content, baby.
But yeah, as I was mentioning, Kim K, so it came up in the news that, so obviously everyone knows she wore Marilyn Monroe's dress to whatever fucking celebrity event there was.
I did not know this.
Mm.
Met
Gala.
Yeah, they basically, Harrison loves the Met Gala, if you didn't know.
I fucking hate it.
But so basically they fit her to the dress, but now the dress is fucking like destroyed.
Oh, that's right. She dropped like 12 kilos to fit into it.
My lord.
And then people at my work, like elderly women, were praising her for like losing so much weight. And I'm like, you know, like, she just cut all that weight down. So she's just gonna stack it back on.
Yeah, she probably didn't do it correctly.
But no. Yeah, she's destroyed the fuck out of Marilyn Monroe's dress. I don't know who Marilyn Monroe is. But
she's like,
really famous movie star.
I know she's like blonde and like I thought she was a singer or something, but
nah.
She's famous for sleeping with the president, apparently.
Yeah, bunch of Kennedys.
So apparently she used to have a tunnel under the White House going from
get that bread queen
wherever she was staying to the presidential like office so then she that they could fuck. Did you hear about this?
Respect.
No, I've never heard about this in my life.
And she did like some birthday song for him and stuff like that, and it was like overly sexual, so they reckon like they were fucking. That's why she was killed.
See, like Kennedy was a sick president, but yeah, apparently he was fucking people all over left, right, and center. So
yeah,
I mean, if he wasn't married, then I'd be like, shoot, shot king. But like
back then, I don't think you would have got voted in president if you weren't married, because they would have been like, it's not a family man.
Mm. Yeah, America's very weird.
Would you vote a single old person in as a political candidate who's like, you know, has way too many cats and lives by themselves?
No.
You know, Logan Paul wants to run for presidency. Like when he turns 30.
We can cover that when it happens, but I don't know.
It's so dumb enough that it's very plausible to happen. I mean, look at the past.
Yeah, but Trump, like, presidents they've had
apparently
more
the Paul families are broke.
The Paul families?
Yeah, family.
How would you be broke with that much money?
Because they all invested in crypto.
I wouldn't say they're that dumb that they invested every cent they had. If you invested every cent you had into crypto, you're a fucking idiot.
But you know how rich people are. They're like, oh, I've still got like $12 million. I'm broke.
Oh, that's like saying I have... But like, I was discussing this with a friend the other day. So say you have like, when you were younger and you like got your first job, like $50 was a lot of money.
Yeah.
Like, you, if you had to go out and buy something that was $50, you were very, like, umming and ahhing about it. It's like, now, what's that price for you now that you're an older person, you have a full-time job?
It depends on what I'm spending the money on.
It's like when I go out for dinner on a date, and it's like $200. I'm like, fuck, or up.
Yeah, I think the most I ever spent on a dinner was $380-something, yeah.
Shit.
It was nice.
Yeah.
But I don't think food's... ever good enough to justify being that expensive.
No.
I would rather order 15 burgers from somewhere else.
Or I'd just order a burger, but you know when you go out, you
380
like,
McDonald's hamburgers.
You can't really take your missus out to like Macca's for like a nice
definitely date. Not.
Did you ever do, like, did anyone do that like back in the day in high school?
No, I was fat and a loser. I didn't get dates.
Yeah, same.
None of us got dates.
No, I never took a girl to Macca's because I don't like Macca's.
Actually, no, I did go on my first date in high school, and we went to a restaurant in the city, I believe.
That's a good spot, wherever that is. At least it's in the city.
I was dating a chick for like 6 months and didn't want to be seen outside of school with me. I'm like, yeah, sick.
Honestly, I was seeing someone, like, talking, and then, like, we're dating for a week. She's like, you know what, we're better off as friends. I was like, all right, cool. And then I went back to my life.
I picked COD over women.
Yeah, you know what? COD will never leave you because COD's always coming back in next year.
Every year. It gets every marginally worse every time.
Nah. Playing Modern Warfare, it was great.
Good game.
Bring back COVID times? Fuck me.
Might know a bit more about this, Harrison, but what's with the new... is it Modern Warfare 2 re-releasing or what is
it? It's just like another version.
It's Call of Duty Modern Warfare, bro. They haven't made one of those before.
But, like, I swear it's labeled Modern Warfare 2.
Yeah, because there was Modern Warfare in
Call of Duty 4, yeah, Modern Warfare.
Oh, no, so Call of Duty 4, Modern Warfare, then there's Modern Warfare 2, then Modern Warfare 3, and then they stopped. Now they're basically redoing the games, like, not remastering or re-releasing, like, whole new game.
Seems like the same characters, but a different set
of stuff. I just want to play the cracked version again, where you, like, have a fucking... bazooka and just you blow up the whole fucking map.
You can actually do it on PC. There's like a whole cracked version.
Modded lobbies.
It's like they combine like every single map of Call of Duty and just put into like the NW2 like
that's cool
thing, and it's fucking sick. Like you got like Nuketown and stuff like that just popping off.
That'd be good. I want to play Nuketown again with the boys just for like one more nostalgic like rest and then let the game go to rest.
I'm happy to let the game go to rest. I don't know.
Oh, speaking of going to rest, this is the worst segue. So, have you heard the Google employee that got like put on paid leave?
For what? Is it the AI thing?
The AI thing? That's so fucking weird. It's so scary.
Sentient AI.
It's like it has feelings now. It's like they said it's equivalent to like an 8-year-old kid. Has like feelings and emotions, like. Like, you think about an 8-year-old kid, you could still drop kick the kid and yeet the kid.
Listen, right? I am aggressively anti-robot. I don't want them around. I don't want them serving me my food. Fuck sushi train. I don't want them.
I kind of want to put like a rock in front of that sushi train and just watch it fucking fall.
I don't like, I'm going to be the old person who hates robots. I've already decided that.
Yeah.
Discussed that before.
But it's like, my friend and I were discussing it. It's like, it's going to reach a point where it's like, it's not a slow, like, transition. It's going to be like, we're going to have nothing, nothing. And then eventually it's just going to be like, bang.
Yeah, have you ever seen iRobot, bro? Like, don't want that shit.
Is that the one with Will Smith?
Yeah.
Sorry.
There's going to be basement dwellers.
Keep my name in his mouth.
There's going to be old, decrepit basement dwelling men who literally have sex with robots. And I don't want to live in that world.
They're probably...
Bro, it's already started. Have you seen the AI, like... thing where it's just that it's literally a chick's ass and vagina, and like you stick your dick in, and it literally does all the work.
Next week, you. Harrison's gonna bring it in to show us how.
Harrison,
work.
How much did that cost?
Everyone to say, yeah.
I'm pretty sure I've seen that. They're not cheap. They're like a few $1,000s.
I think. I mean, the under a handful of times I have been in a sex shop, I did see things like that that were, yeah, in the thousands. And I'm like, dude, like, literally just jerk off.
I think sex shops will be more fun and people would go more.
When robots exist.
I was going to say if you could use your phone in them, but yeah. Like, I get people.
I thought you were going to say if you could sample the products or something. What the fuck is wrong with you?
My favorite thing, though, right now is TV trying to normalize male sex toys.
Are they?
Yeah.
I was watching the show Dave, and he just has...
That's a good show, though. I like
how he just has the arse and the legs.
Yeah.
I was like, fair enough. But why?
Man-made horror is beyond my comprehension.
We should just get, like, life-made sex. The real life-made sex. I'll just put them around the room. It's like, so we have a live audience.
I just, like, looking at some of the stuff in that realm that exists, I just don't think I'm that horny, bro. I don't get it.
Do you know what's really weird? The fucking sex toy for women that lays dragon eggs inside your ass
shit
them out.
All right, that's enough of this topic.
And they actually hatch. Like, I was like...
Jack's like,
what the fuck
do
I hatch? Fucking dragons.
Yeah, they just hatch out
toys. No, you put the egg in you and then you, like, give birth to it.
It's like fucking the Shrek 2 where the donkey has...
Why are you acting like this fetish isn't completely normal, Jake?
I fucking give up with this
one.
Are
you kink-shaming us?
Yes.
Are you kink-shaming women who want to lay alien eggs?
At what point is it okay to kink-shame people? Because like...
It's whenever you feel like it, it's okay. Trust
like,
me.
Like if there's those fucking destroyed girls who like calling guys daddy, that's fine, all right? You can do that. But like once you put a fucking dragon egg inside of you, that's him.
That's where Jake
you.
Draws the line.
That's where I draw
as
the line.
As soon as extraterrestrials get involved.
Do you know what's really scary? When chicks have, like, massive anal beads. Like, we're talking, like, girth of, like...
Like this one in my
arm. Yeah. let me just pull this one out.
Just, like, starting a lawnmower.
It's, like, circumference is, like, 8 inches. It's, like,
I wouldn't know. I need, like...
That kind of sounds like it's going to make you prolapse. That doesn't sound like a good idea at all.
Yeah, but it's like you just pull it out slowly. It's
how does that feel good?
I don't know. Women
still... Do you want to find out?
Is your missus into butt plugs?
I'm going to assume no.
Then
I don't,
well,
think
you don't
anyone
know. You don't
is.
Know her that well, bro. Yeah. I don't know. You should know that.
No, we're Christian. This is a Christian couple.
Good Christian couple. No, I mean... Yeah, we went off topic. That's
who
fine.
Gives a fuck?
Yeah, AIs. So basically, have you seen that little AI search bot that's like on the internet? It's trending at the moment.
No.
So basically, you just put like a keyword in there and it will search up, like the artificial intelligence will search up as close as it can to that image. But if you put AI...
Oh, the one that generates the images?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've seen some interesting one. I saw Yoda in the Vietnam War. That was good.
That's pretty funny. But like if you put AI in there, it comes up with like human looking things. You'd be hard to differentiate if it's a human or AI. But then it goes into that whole idea of like, if it's that easy to create a simulation type thing, can we do it?
I don't know. And that's the thing is,
well,
I don't...
Are we a simulation, bro?
No, we're not a simulation.
Are you sure?
If it's
Why?
That easy to make,
like,
bro.
Well, then whoever made me needs to shut the fuck up.
Yo, whoever made me obviously didn't play the pay to win fucking
Well, like, it's like the whole, like, the meme of calling people NPCs because they're just a little bit boring. They're like, they lead, like, a pretty normal life. You're a fucking NPC, bro.
Like, how NPCs become a meme because there's so many fucked up videos on the internet now. It's just, like, a guy just clapping yeah. and then just goes dead to it, and then he starts clapping again. It's fucking hilarious.
Well, like, the meme's like, dude, the simulation's broken. And it was just that video of that guy, I can't remember where in America it was, but when he ate the bath salts and ripped someone's face yeah. off.
I remember that. I was fucking petrified.
I mean, it was what we get for eating bath salts.
Just don't eat bath salts. You're fine.
I remember as a kid, I like saw that happen. I was fucking petrified. I'm like, oh my God, I'm going to go out. It's a zombie movie, bro.
It's going to happen. No, it's not going to happen. But, you know.
We should try bath salts live on the podcast.
I just ripped Jake's face off. Sorry, Jake.
Oh, I know, because
you're in between both of us. You're a little fucked.
Yeah, and I'm a very small boy, so it's like I'm doomed.
The bath salts thing is funny. I was talking to I was at a gig last night. Shout out to Northlane, the boys. I don't think you'll ever hear this, Marcus, but you sounded sick, so I hope you're okay. But yeah, I was talking to Josh about how like my favorite memes are a crossover between steroids, bodybuilding and schizophrenia.
How good?
Yeah.
Schizo lifter
and Dark Iron Gains, those are the best ones. They're goated.
They're so good. How fucked are memes right now? Yes. Like, if you
they keep... just don't make sense. I'm actually liking the ones that are just pictures of that AI thing. They're pretty funny. It was like, what if Family Guy met Xi Jinping?
I haven't seen that. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
I reckon we could like make some like timeout meme ones. That'd be good. But, yeah, I was discussing this with my brother. Memes are like, my brain is just so fried from memes. It's like, I'll just see, like, a guy and it'll just go, really loud and I'll laugh. Like, it'll just be funny.
See,
like,
it
just won't even be good anymore. It'll just be funny.
I usually get off of my computer. Like, if I'm using my computer on a weeknight, I usually get off at about, like, 9 o'clock. Because otherwise it makes me sleep not that great. But I can tell when I'm sleep deprived because it'll be like 9:30. So I've just been sitting there looking at Facebook and dad will be like, what the fuck are you laughing at? And I'm like, I can't even explain the meme. Like it's, you know, it's like someone's done the deep fry edit like 14 times in a row. And it's, like, it's just Squidward like choking out SpongeBob or something. And I'm like, I can't explain this.
Well, I love those sleep deprived like laughs as well. Because yeah. they're like, they're the same as just being high. Like you're just like, it's like that bowling pin one where it's like, have you seen that one?
Oh, where they're beating up the bowling ball?
No, when the bowling pin goes down, he's talking to me, he's like, oh, yeah. as it falls over.
That's a classic.
And I'm like, they're like 5 o'clock in the morning cracking it because it's like, what? And then like the missus is just like, what are you doing? I'm like, oh, I haven't slept yet.
Sorry.
No, I really like the memes of like the bowling alley memes, like no one, the bowling screen alley when you get a strike. Yeah. And it's just the most fucked up thing you could think of.
The last one I saw was a guy being like, hey, watch this. And then he threw the ball at the screen. Oh, and yeah, cracked it. That was a good one. You like memes.
I miss Vine, but then I also like TikTok because people are just exposing the everyday fucking retardedness and it's great.
I'm not going to download TikTok, bro. Unless it's going to make me fat money, I'm not going to download TikTok.
But you know what you should do? Watch The Flash and kidnap a child like The Flash.
That's actually
good segue. What is this man
speaking
on?
Of sleep deprived, I actually got like 4 hours of sleep last night. I'm cooked.
I finished work at 2 and then like I got up at like 7 and I'm like, ugh.
Jake finished work at 2 a.m. and he's the one who's like, yeah, let's do the podcast at 8 in the morning. He's like, fuck,
I got no
you.
Time. I got so much shit I have to do. I still have to go to the gym after this.
Yeah, me too. Oh, I have to go to the gym.
Bro, these gains.
Both of you, bro.
These gains don't build themselves.
I've got to go play a game of lacrosse. Sick. I think Emma's just like, here, take my inhaler. It's like, why? It's like, just, you'll be fine. I'm like, okay.
Take my asthma inhaler.
Oh, do you know how good that shit is when you're sick and you need to go do like running or anything?
Yeah, it's good.
Fuck.
Who the fuck's running when they're sick? If I'm sick, I'm sitting in bed. I'm like, yeah, you know what? I'm watching a movie.
Sounds like you're bitching it.
I'm watching Finding Nemo. I'm playing Switch.
Fuck.
I love Finding Nemo. Right. It's such a good movie.
Ezra Miller is on the run with a 12-year-old. Talking about The Flash. Sorry, just have to look up the age. Yeah.
I swear, didn't he get like, was it he beat a woman or something?
Yeah, he beat up a woman and then got told not to do it again. So he goes off and beats up another person. This man is a, like...
This man's simulation is broken.
Yeah.
It's the NPC someone's breaking
just button out. Mashing shit and just, like, hoping for the best.
He's trying to set up his main villain
but it's,
story.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure, like, Warner Brothers and stuff like that spent so much money to, like, sort out his legal fees. It's like, don't do anything stupid.
Well, like, he's the...
Joe's does something
now,
else
just lay low for the next 6 months, please. Yeah. Please just lay low.
Okay, I'm going to go
until after your movie gets released.
With the child. But no, he's like the face of the Flash now, but like, I didn't really like his Flash movie. I thought it sucked.
I have not seen it. I know nothing about him other than he was in Perks of a Wallflower, being a Wallflower, and I don't know if I can watch that movie again.
Oh, speaking of bad movies, so the new Elvis movie's coming out. Now, I don't know if the movie's going to be good or bad, but I'm just concerned as to why Doja Cat is
I don't fucking understand it either, bro.
I don't get
Elvis
it.
Elvis would probably be like turning in his grave. He's like, what the fuck is going on?
I didn't know the song's like really old. The song's like from the 40s or 50s.
Yeah. To be fair, Elvis stole most of his music anyway.
Yeah, I have heard that. But why the fuck is Doja Cat singing it? It's so I finally listened to the song in full. I'm like, all right.
I'm anti-Doja Cat, but... That's just, no. I just
I was like spend like 2 days figuring out if she's hot or not.
Yes, she's hot.
She's hot.
She needs to come. I just like she's too horny.
No, I think she's.
Why is she too horny though?
Well, because I listened the first Doja Cat. I don't know actually no because she was pretty popular before she dropped these songs. But the first one I heard was Need to Know, and I like looked at the lyrics and I was like, she just needs to get laid. And I'm sure she does, but
she's
like.
She's pretty, but I don't.
Pussy like a kissing booth.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, yeah, is that her?
That's what. Yeah, that's her.
Because she was like,
I heard from a friend of a friend that dick is a 10 out of 10.
Oh yeah. I got
make super intense eye contact.
Me and Jake just like, absolutely looked at each other.
Oh,
like,
okay. On that note,
no, I don't find Doja Cat attractive. Like, she's pretty, but I don't find her attractive.
I can't vibe with the music other than, I think Kiss Me More is the song I like. The one with SZA, but that's just because I like SZA.
My friend is a screamo band. Well, I mean...
He's a screamo band. He is the band. Are we getting him on?
Yeah, eventually, when we got to kick Harrison off again. Nah.
When we
get a fourth mic. But basically, yeah, they do like a screamo cover of Doja Cat. And
what song?
Like, oh, I don't know, bro. I don't understand
the words.
Bro,
this is your friend's band. You should know, bro. Oh, my God.
Fake friend. Fake
it's like one of her, like... No, it's not Say So. It's like, I don't know.
Yeah, okay, fair enough.
Yeah, I don't know what the song is, but yeah, they do a screamer cover. And I mean, I don't understand any of the words, but I'm there for support because, you know, support the homies.
Support the homies. I mean, to be fair, I didn't think you were into screamer music.
I'm not, but I like, if my friends play, I'm going to go support him because, you know, that's what a good friend does, I guess.
What's the band, Jake?
Lumens.
Listen to Lumens.
Their new song's actually out now, and I know most of the guys will be listening to this podcast, so...
Shout out to them.
New song's out. Go stream it.
Go listen to Lumens.
There's some free promo. I'll take my check of 33 cents very soon.
Yeah. Give me that Spotify money.
Yeah, why the fuck isn't Spotify paying us? We need ads on this shit, as we say every single week.
We'll get there.
And I've actually had a lot of people say, all right, when's the merch come? Like, we've heard you say the merch. When's it coming? We're working on it. Harrison has just pulled fluff out of his belly button and then blown it. So I think that's
all right.
Time
let's
to
call
wrap
this. Harrison
needs
to go.
Yeah, I need to go.
He's a busy man.
All right. Thank you guys for listening, and we'll catch you next week for episode whatever it is.
16.
All right. See you then.
See ya.